Bethel's always going to be a home for me. I'm always going to pay attention to what is going on here. And I'm still going to fight for this whole area of Western Alaska against opiates.
That was the platform you initially ran on when you were elected. What progress do you feel like you've made?
I feel like just getting the word out there that so much that YK has to open up a program, and they did open a program, and they have an inpatient program and an outpatient program. And I'm extremely happy for what they did, and thank them so much. And hopefully when the new building comes through, that they'll have an actual place for addiction treatment.
So you grew up in Bethel. There must be some sadness, not only leaving the council, but just leaving the community. Talk about that a little bit.
There definitely is. I'm constantly thinking back and forth about it and thinking about what I'm leaving and hoping that the work that I began will continue with this new council. And I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to run and how, what are their ideas to tackle this situation.
What has been your biggest obstacle with the opioid epidemic here in Bethel?
Getting people to go out and do controlled buys is the biggest thing. Nobody wants to this community is so small that even though people know who's doing it, it doesn't seem like people are willing to step forward and testify against them, and that's the biggest hurdle, I think.
So you continue this work in Dillingham?
Definitely. I'm still on the opiate task force for the state. I'd love to continue my work through there, and actually the area that I kind of represent is Western Alaska, and Dillingham is a part of it.
Byron, thank you.
Thank you so much.